Okay, today is Daf Ayin. We're in Samach Tes Amud Beis, where the Gemara starts three lines from the bottom. So, the Gemara all of a sudden, this Mishnah all of a sudden out of the blue, starts talking about the special carbon Chagiga, Yudalit it's called, the Chagiga Yudalit, which is brought only on the 14th, different than the Chagiga brought on the 15th. And so it says to Gemara, my Tana Diktoni Chagiga, what all of a sudden out of the blue, starts talking about a carbon Chagiga, where'd that come from? Out of the blue, where'd this come from?
So you Gemara, know,
yeah.
That's a regular
chagiga, like the carbon ri'iyah.
Right.
That you have to bring every regal. This is a separate thing brought on the 14th. You can't bring a chagiga.
You're bringing two components on the 14th.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. But not everybody has to bring the chagiga on the 14th. Not
only
every.
Only if you have too many people.
Only if you have too many people.
So you see, everybody has to make their chashvan. We have too many people.
Yeah. Now, where does Chagiga, like, out of the blue, all of a sudden, this Mishnah talking about a Chagiga? What's the pattern here? What's the order? So, Tana, because in the previous Mishnah we had taught about Herkafto, right? But carrying the Pesach on your shoulders. Vava Aso, and bringing it to the Beis HaMikdash, and we said, Delo Dachi Shabbos. That was not Dachi Shabbos. Since we talked about that, the Katani Nami, so we throw in Chagiga Delo Dachi Shabbos. That the Chagiga Yudalit is not Dachi Shabbos also. That's what it's doing here. V'Hachika Amar. And here's how the Mishnah, here's what it means. Emasai Mevi and Imo Chagiga. When can you bring a Chagiga? When? Bisman Shehuba B'chol. If it's a weekday. B'tahira. And it is, Tahira. And the last one, Ubemuat. What does b'muat mean?
Portion
would
be too small.
No. Of the carbon pesach.
Yeah.
That the portions are going to be too small. Well, who cares? So Amar Rav Ashi, Shma Mina, you see from here, the chagigas arba asar lav chovehi. It's not a chov. The isalkadayt a chovehi, if it would be a chov, teisi b'shabbos, bring it on Shabbos, teisi Bimiruba, bring it Bimiruba.
When you have a big guest list.
What?
Yeah. Big guest list.
No,
a small guest list.
And everybody's going to have a lot of.
Everyone's going to have enough to eat from the carbon Pesach. The Tasi Bituma. Now, Ubumuat Mihu Maitai. I'm sorry. Ubumuat Mihu Maitai Maasya. Right? So then why do you bring it, Taka? When the meat of the Karban Pesach is not enough, why do you bring it then? Kedetanya, Chagiga haba ima Pesach, because the Chagiga is brought together with the Pesach, Nechelas Tchila, it's eaten first, Kedeshi he Pesach, Nechel al Hasova. So that a Pesach is eaten when you're not hungry. In other words, we want to fill you up first, so that the Pesach is eaten al Hasova. Everybody knows this halacha. Dafi Kolman, which is a Zechel of Pesach, is eaten al Hasova. So too here. If there's no meat, not enough meat for everybody, everybody's hungry, and what's the for what? You're not going to eat the carbon Pesach al Hasova.
You will be satisfied when you finish the Pesach.
Correct.
Not that you have to be satisfied when you start the Pesach.
Right.
Because if there's no Chagiga, and they don't care how much meat there is, no one's full when they start the Pesach.
The point is that we don't want you to be right. The point is you shouldn't eat. So look at the top Tosfos. Top Tosfos. Klomar, eino chayev min haTorah. You're not chayev min haTorah la'avia to bring this carbon. Disal kadaita chovehi min haTorah. If you would have to bring it min haTorah, shuvin lana lomar sheyesh chelek ben Shabbos l'chol. There'd be no difference. To be on the Shabbos on a weekday, why? To have a carbon kavua, lo zman. It's like a carbon Pesach. It always shows up. It always happens. V'teisi v'meruba. Then I would bring it even if it's meruba. V'tuma, right? And I'd bring it v'tuma as well. Elavadai lav chovehi. Certainly it's a chov. V'ein abba. Why do you eat it? So why do you bring it? Ela kidei in order sheyoch al haPesach al haSova. Pesach should be eaten al haSova. Why? Al Hasova. It should be eaten al Hasova.
When you're full. school.
Yeah, what did the art school say?
Will be eaten for the purpose of satiation. We need Pesach.
Right.
So when you finish the Pesach, you'll be satisfied. Exactly.
The point is
that
it's the last thing you eat. That's a different thing. It's a different halacha. The point is, when you eat the carbon Pesach, you shouldn't be hungry. It shouldn't be your main meal. The carbon Pesach is not supposed to be your main meal. Va'amar riva, mashma b'Yerushalmi, daha the Pesach nechal alasova. Why does a carbon Pesach have to be eaten like that? Why? Where did that rule come from? It's a gzeira midrabanan. It's a drabanan gzeira mishum shviras etzem. It's a gzeira. If you're very hungry and you're eating like a chazer, you might come to break bones. And there's an isser not to break bones. So therefore, eat something beforehand. So now, when it comes to eating the carbon Pesach, you're not so hungry. You're not gonna attack the meat. As if you were hungry.
Because the portions might be too small. Right,
if you have big portions, there's no chashash. Exactly. Right, you hear that? Shimla haisa ba'al sova, if it's not coming al sova, meaning, mitoch shehu ra'av le'echol habasar, you're very hungry, shesaviv ha'atamos ha'yabal de shvirasan, and there's bones in the meat, you might come to break them. Which begs the question, why can't you break the bones? I know, it's a mitzvah in the Torah. But what's the reason for that mitzvah?
He's dignified. What? He's a king.
Right. So there's two, that's the main, that's the chinuch gives that answer. That when you're eating the carbon Pesach, you're supposed to be a king. A king doesn't do these kinds of things. Only poor people do that. Low people. Right? This is a whole separate kind of thing. It's a chash of a night. You're a king. You're a melech. And therefore you don't act this way. So all this is to prevent that. Now, what if it's Shabbos? So if it's Shabbos, what can I tell you? Right? What can I tell you? Right? And if it's Tumah, even though you can eat the Korban Pesach, then everything Mati said before is true. Then maybe you should make sure that your chabur is not too big, and everybody has small portions, because you might come to break the bones.
On
small portions.
You should have big portions of Shabbos.
Yeah, you should. You have to make sure you have big portions, right? This Gemara.
Just make sure you have
exactly. Eat beforehand, right? So that it's not the pshat is not that it should be dessert. That's not the pshat.
You should be satisfied when you finish the basic.
You should be satisfied so that that's a dignified one. People, the kings don't attack their food. Like the guy who's in the field all day long and he's starving. He'll behave like that. So that's the shot. This Gemara is the Makar for a very interesting machlokas. So what did the Gemara say? That the Chagiga comes first, so that you should eat the carbon Pesach ala sova. So if you ever look at a Haggadah, in the last bracha that we say, it says Asher Ga'alanu, in the bracha of Asher Ga'alanu, the last bracha there, so there's a phrase there, it says Menapsachim, Menazvachim, Umenapsachim, and then as it says, Amatzah Shabbos, switch it to Pesachim first. What's Pshat? Exactly this Gemara. You eat the Zvachim is considered the Chagiga, and the Pesachim is the Karban Pesach. So every day of the year, you eat the Zvachim first. Because first you have the Chagiga, then you have the Pesachim. But on Matzah Shabbos, there is no Zvachim. There is none. What? No, because you don't bring it on Pesach Shabbos. It's not Docha Shabbos. The carbon Chagigas Yedalah is not Docha Shabbos.
Right. So how do you do it?
So you say Pesachim first, and then the Zvachim tomorrow, whatever. But the Pesachim has to come first.
How do you get to the Sova on Pesach Shabbos?
As I just said, it's a good question.
Because being Pesach Shabbos, you get a different group. You're
not in the field all day.
You get a small group.
Right. You get a small group, whatever it is. The point is, there is no Zvachim. So whether you should say it or not to say it at all, that's a nozach of the bracha. So some said don't switch it. So Mr. Bruce says not to switch it. And every Haggadah switches it. So what are you switching it for? This is the nusach. It's a nusach. All right, so you found once in a blue moon, when Erev Pesach is a Shabbos, you're right. And by the way, just because technically there is no Zevach, it doesn't mean you can't say it like that. Okay, so... But that's the reason why it switches. It switches because there is no Chagigas Yedalad. It's not Docha Shabbos. So to say it first, That's not even right. So first say Pesachim, then Azvachim, it goes on something else, it goes on tomorrow, it goes on next year, you can go on anything you want. Not to say first. Others say, what's the big deal? It doesn't mean Mamash this night, it's a general bracha. It doesn't mean for the Dafka this night. It's an interesting...
Why can't they say, why don't they bring an optional carbon to fill you? Say it's a salami sandwich, meatballs.
Because that's exactly how the Torah views, All the things to do to help you, first of all, it's a Durabanon, we just said. Right? We just said it's a Durabanon. The Durabanon felt, I'm not going to just make you eat a sandwich. I'm going to make you bring a carbon to Hashem. Think that the whole, and all that comes with it, right? It's not just stam. All right, we don't want you to break bones. No, it's so much deeper than that.
There weren't enough kabbans to put that thing.
Right, right, 10,000, right. They didn't want the kahana to sit around with nothing to do. Okay, next. V'ne'achelas l'shnei yamim. This carbon chagiga could be eaten for 2 days. Unlike the carbon Pesach, which could only be eaten that one night. This, you brought it the 14th, you can eat it longer. How much longer? So 2 days, like a shlamim. So you can eat it, technically, you might even be able to eat it Erev Pesach, as soon as you get home. You want to snack on it before Yom Tov starts. What? Right, it's not Pesach, it's not tied to that, and it's that day, and Mestama that night, and the next day too.
No, but it says on the 14th.
What?
You just said you're valid.
No, you bring it on the 14th. The Mishnah said, V'nachel esl shnei yamim. You can eat it for 2 days and one night in between. So now, Masnisin delo ki ben tema. This Mishnah is not like ben tema. Why? The Tanya ben tema omer, Chagiga haba ima Pesach, the Chagiga that's brought with the Pesach, the Chagiga is Yudala, we'll call it. Harehi ki Pesach, it's just like the Pesach. V'nachel esl laila liyom v'laila. It can only be eaten that day and that night. I don't know what it means, that day. I don't know what that means. The chagiga is chamisha asar. Now the chagiga that you bring on Yontif, that's the chagiga that we all know, and love, right? That one, nechelas l'shnei yamim v'laylecha. That can for sure be eaten 2 days and one night, like every carbon chagiga. The chagiga is arba asar, and the chagiga is arba asar. Yotze ba mishum simcha. You can be yotze your mitzvah of simcha of eating basar with the chagigas yudalid. The ein yotze ba mishum chagiga. But you can't be yotze your chagigas tesvav with the chagigas yudalid. Why not? Because anything that's a chov, you can't pater your chagiga.
So, why yotze mishum simcha?
Because what's simcha? Simcha is just an Indian of eating meat.
Which chov is it talking about?
Eating meat in the carbon Pesach.
What?
Eating meat in the carbon Pesach. Why do you
eating meat in the carbon Pesach? But that's a different meat.
Wait, which chov is it talking
meat,
about?
Say yeah. meat.
Which chov?
Yeah, which other chov is there in the Pesach on the side of this chagiga that you're talking about?
Wait, 1 second. What did you say, chov? One second. Where was he, chov? The chagigat arba also yotzba mishum simcha. Yotzif the mitzvah of simcha of a shlamim. There's another carbon you have to bring, called a shlamim simcha.
Have to bring that in spite of whether it's a big crowd or a little crowd.
Correct. So your chagigas yudal can pater that.
So then everybody has to bring that one.
Correct.
By the way, we're going to talk about that tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. More about that is tomorrow. This is the makar of the issue where that you have to eat meat on Yom Tov. Right in this gemara right here. Where that's the email. It's really tomorrow. At the end of today, we're not going to get it. We're going to stop. At the end of today, we're going to really go into this whole discussion about whether to eat meat on Yom Tov or not.
For the vegetarians out there.
Or not even that. What about chicken? Not even that. I'm not saying lahachis, they don't want to eat meat. What is having chicken? Many times they have milchiks. After the third day already of a Yom Tov or something like that. Shabbat, Sunday, Monday. So Monday already you want to have milchiks or shavuot. All these things. Is there a chiyuv to eat meat on Yom Tov? It's a question. It's a legitimate question. Every meal, right? So it's a question. It all stems from this gemara here about the meat, which really is tomorrow. Yeah, what were you saying?
What you just said.
Anyway, my time is the Ben Tema. What's Ben Tema's reason? that the chagigas yudalet has the same din as the carbon pesach. What's the reason? Kidimitani Rabchia Berei. He taught Rabchia his son. Lo yalon la boker zeva chag pesach. There's a pasuk like that. Zeva chag ze chagiga. That's the chagiga. And a pesach kimashmo. Vam rachmana lo yalon. Torah says don't leave it over. Don't leave it over. So therefore, has the same time frame as the carbon pesach. A beferish pasuk. Ibay lahu. So 1 second. Leben tema. According to Ben tema. Necheles tzli or necheles tzli. Does he have to roast it? Also, this chagigas yudalet or not? Ki akshe rachmana lepesach. When does Torah compare it to the pesach? Lelina. Is that only regarding this din about lina? That it shouldn't be left overnight. Avol letzeli lo, but not for roasting. Or dil maloshna. Or maybe it doesn't matter.
How would be carbon pesach?
No, no, carbon pesach. Of course, you have to roast. So we also have to roast the carbon chagigas yudalet?
If you have too many people, you don't have enough for everybody to go around. You don't roast this, and you don't roast this carbon chagigas.
No, no, no. There's no question the carbon pesach have to roast.
I'm saying the carbon pesach you have to roast.
Right.
You have a lot of people. Why use the carbon chagigas?
To fill you up.
To fill you up because you may have.
So does that have to be also roasted or not?
So the question is, if you don't roast it, how can they be eating the carbon pesach? They're eating a little piece of the actual.
Doesn't make a difference.
About the chagiga now.
It's not the regular chagiga. It's a different chagiga.
Yeah. Right. So what?
Exactly.
You can eat that raw. Who cares? As long as you fill up your belly.
But if you're using it to be yotze the carbon pesach.
No, you're not using it to be yotze. No, that's not the question. The question is, does it have to be roasted just like the carbon pesach? That's all. Toshma, halayla hazeh kula tzali. That's this night. The whole everything's roasted. Bamar Rav Chista. Zu diver ben tema shramina. You're right. Has to be roasted. Now more. Ibar lahu le ben tema b'amen abakar u'en b'amen abakar. So can you bring this shami chagiga, this chagigas yedalid from any kind of animal, or maybe only whatever animals you can bring a carbon pesach? Sheep or goats. B'amen on the kevos u'en b'amen on the kevos. Can it come from a female? Carbon pesach cannot be a female. So can this be a female? Can it be 2 years old? Carbon pesach cannot be 2 years old. Only 1 year old. Up to one. So, or just like that. So, kiyak sherechmano lepesach, limited achila. When they compared it, it was how you eat it. Aval lechal mili lo. Odil maloshna. Good question. Tashma. Chagiga haba ima pesach. The chagiga that's brought with the pesach. Harei huke pesach. Bamin Aton, then a Bamin Abakar. Bamin Azacharim, then a Bamin Akevos. Only males. Everything's going to be just like a carbon pesach. Bamin Ashbash Nasa, then a Babash Natayim. Bashe Shonim. Right? Only 1 year old, not 2 years old. Then a Chalas El Leon Valila. Can only be eaten that night, really. Then a Chalas El Tali. Can only be eaten raw. Roasted. Then a Chalas El Menuyam. It can only be eaten of those who are registered. Man, Shmash Le, Disle, Gaisavar. Who holds like this? Only Bentema. Shmamina, kulu milsa be'inan shmamina. You're right. It's all like this is all ben tema. It's all the same. Hey, by lahu, le ben tema, yesh ba mishum.
What was maskana that they all have to be just?
Yeah,
like
just like the carbon pesach.
According to ben tema, the mission said that it come from different animals, not like carbon pesach.
Yeah, ben tema argues.
They argue. Yeah. You surpass me. Okay.
Now, ibay lahu, le ben tema. Yesh ba mishum shvur tzatzem, oein ba mishum shvur tzatzem. What about that? Can you break the bones of the carbon chagigas yudalid? Right? So the tzlach just wonders, like, this wasn't in the previous brisa. We had a previous brisa with 10 things to all compare to. This was not on the list. But what about this one? It wasn't on the list. But okay. Afagaf dechi akshe rachmano lepesach, when the pasuk says, even though we just compared the chagiga and the carbon pesach to 10 different things, amakra bo. It says, don't break the bones of bo, of it. Bo, for love of chagiga, is it being the only there to not the chagiga? Chagiga, you can break bones. Odilma, high bo, the kosher, for love of pasal hu da'asa. Maybe the word bo means to come tell you only a kosher animal, not a pasal one. Toshma. So listen to this. This is a little hard. Sakin, you have a knife. Shenim tseis ba'arba asar. You find it on the 14th. So, I don't know. Is this knife tame? Is this knife tar? What's the story with this knife? Says the Gemara, shochet bo miyad. You can check that right away. You could use this knife for shechita right away. Says Rashi, it's a few lines up where we are. Shochet pa pischo miyad. your Pesach right away. V'ein tzarech la'adbila ze havotzah. You don't have to toivel it if you found it. Why not? D'mistama, chances are, hatibula ba'aleha im t'meya hoisa. Because the owner of this knife already toiveled it. Right? He already toiveled it. Why? And when did he toivel it? Hit biluhu b'shlosh asar. He toiveled it on the 13th. Kidei in order, sheher of shemesh, b'tei tarba b'arbasar. He already toiveled it on the 13th. Why? Has to stay overnight this knife. Let's say it was, this knife touched the sheriff. So it's tummy. So it already, so chances are, people know when their stuff is tummy. He already toiveled it on the 13th, so that by the morning of the 14th it's around, it's ready and it's able and it's tar to use for a knife. So you found it. You found it. 100% go use it.
How do you like to use it? It's not yours.
What?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Are you allowed to use it?
There's no
sin in that. Whatever, that's a detail. B'shlosha asar, if you find it on the 13th, shona umatbil. If you find it on the 13th, you have to put it into the mikvah. Why? Because maybe the owner didn't put it into the mikvah yet. And you want it to be ready for the 14th, you must toivel it. Now, kofates, a kofate is some kind of hatchet, which, by the way, can break bones. That's what this is doing here. It can break bones. It's a hatchet that can break bones. You don't do shechita with a hatchet. You cut up the animal after shechita with a hatchet. So you find a hatchet. Is that a cleaver. Okay, a cleaver. Bain bezeh. I watched too many horror movies. Hatchet. Bain bezeh. Shone umatvil. A kofet, no matter when you find it, you have to type it. Why? Since you don't use it for shechita. Maybe the Baal said, I don't need to, this hatchet, this cleaver could stay. Now, Mani, who's the author of this Mishnah? Ilema Rabbanon, if it's the Rabbanon, Maishna Sakin, Dematbil, the Chazil Pesach, then why on the 13th? Because a knife has to be toiveled, because it's Roy, Kofit Nami, so a cleaver also. Ha Chazil Chagiga. I can use it for the Chagiga. Exactly. Exactly, to cut up the chagiga for the bones. I can break the bones. El alav, it must be that this goes according to Ben Taimahi, and Shema Mina, Yesh Ba Mishum Shvir Setzem. That he does hold it's a problem, which is why he said, don't toivel that cleaver. I don't want that cleaver around on your dalet. Why? We can't break bones even on the chagiga. Gemara says, Lo lam Rabbanon. Ukigon Shema B'Shabbos. No, it was a Shabbos. It was a Shabbos. Says Rashi, Erev Pesach Shabbos, De'ein Chagiga Ba'ima, there is no Chagiga, Hilkach Lo Tzricha L'Bailam Barbasar, they don't need a cleaver. Everybody knew that if you dial it a Shabbos, your Gimel is Friday. So when I'm busy, what do I have to title that for? Right?
There's no use for it.
I'm not going to be able to use it, so why should I bother titling it? I can't use the cleaver because there's no Chagiga to dial it a Shabbos. It's not a raya that Ben Taima holds so Shvir Setzem is Aser. It's not a raya. So Gemara says, 1 second, that can't be right. Hamadiktani Seifa, because the Seifa of this brisa says, Chalar ba'asar lios b'Shabbos. If the 14th falls out on a Shabbos, which means the Reisha cannot be the 14th falling out on a Shabbos, right? Then, what's the story? Shochet b'miyad. Then, you can use it right away. Says Rashi, Shochet b'miyad. The kofet zeh miyad. This kofet you can use right away. Vein tzarech lahatbil. You don't have to toivel it. Af al gav. The shema b'ayilim hayu lehen tzaken. Lishchot. Maybe they had a knife. Full of hayu kofetz b'ayil lehen. El shivir satzamos. And the only reason they're going to use a cleaver is for chopping bones. V'hayom ein shivir satzam b'shabbos. And there is no shivir satzam on Shabbos. Afilu hachi kivon detzrich lehen b'yontav acher Shabbos. Maybe they'll need it after Shabbos. Kfar hit piluhum erev Shabbos. They already toiveled it beforehand. Why? Da Shabbos lamati lad bule. Because you're not allowed to toivel things on Shabbos. Kedam rinan b'mesechtas beitza yontav. Chal yontav liyot achar Shabbos. Mat pilin es hakol melefnei Shabbos. You do everything before Shabbos. So therefore, the Sefer says, people know that erev Pesach is a Shabbos. So when's yontav? On Sunday. So if 2 days back to back. Shabbos Sunday. So you can't toivel Shabbos. You can't toivel Sunday. So of course they toiveled it on Thursday to be ready for Friday. Of course they did. So you can use it right miyad, right away.
What are they using for on Yontif? The Mishkan's Korban.
Chagiga of Yontif. The Chamisha Asar shochet b'miyad. And if a Chamisha Asar, you could also use it right away. Nim says kofitz, kishur l'sakin. If you find the cleaver attached to the knife, harei hikisakin, it's the same, whatever the knife has, it has also. Michlal, what do you see from here? The Reisha lav Shabbos askina. Reisha's not talking about Shabbos. So back to our question. Maybe this is a raya that Ben Tame is right. Ella, the answer is, Shabbat b'meruba. No. You know why you don't need the carbon paste? You know why you don't need the chagigas yudalin? Shabbat b'meruba. There's a lot of meat here. Therefore, I don't need a chagigas yudalin. So therefore, I can't. That's why you don't tivel the cleaver.
So what do you need to
know? What do you need the cleaver for? Now, Minayadi, how do you know? Says Rashi, look at top line. Minayadi habaylim b'shlosha asar shdei chavurasim wedet. How do you know on the third teeth you can have a small chavura with a lot of meat to eat? How do you know that? Harei kol shah ba'in v'nim. Ah, but harei kol shah ba'in v'nim nalav anashim me'alma. People can come out of left field and join the group. And buy or acquire a portion in this carbon. Ad shasa shechita, until the time of the shechita. Hilkach, lo kim le shetehe chabur muedet. What kind of answer is that? We only have a small chabura. Right? Umat bil lakofritz, shema yavar chagiga, viz bichul shirat samas. And therefore you can toivel the cleaver, because I might need a carbon chagiga to break bones. How do you know? The Gemara says, you're right. Ela shabab betumah. The answer is you're all tameh, and therefore another reason why there's no chagigas yudalit. Self manayadi. How do you know you're going to be tameh? How do you know that? The answer is, how do you know the whole klai yisrael is going to be tameh?
You read it online.
Now how do you know how the whole klai yisrael get tameh? The answer is demis nasi. The nasi died. The melech died. Everybody showed up at the levaya. Everybody was tameh. So 1 second, demis nasi emas. When did he die? If he died on the 13th, sakin lomeli, demat b'le. Why am I tarving the knife? I can bring the knife b'tuma. The whole klai yisrael is tummy. The whole thing is tummy. I don't need a kosher knife. That's such a waste of time to go to the mikveh to tarve the knife. Ella demish arbazer. So he must have died on the 14th. So 1 second, maishna sakin demat b'le, maishna kovitz lomat b'le. So then why can't I tarve the cleaver? What's going on here? So the Gemara answers, Lo tzricha. No, here's the story. The Nasi goses. The Melech was on his deathbed. So Bishlosha Asar, on the 13th. So Sakin the Chad Sveka. The knife is one suffix. What's the suffix? Maybe he'll die. If he dies, going to the title of the knife is a silly thing to do. I don't have to do it. The knife can stay tame. Everyone's going to be tame. One suffix. Matbele. So title it anyway. One suffix. Kofitz. The COVID has two suffixes. What are the two suffixes? Number one, maybe he'll die. And you don't bring a chagigas yudalit b'tuma. And number two, maybe I don't need it anyway. Maybe I have a few people. Who said they're going to join with me? Maybe nobody likes me. The assumption is if the melech dies, the whole klai yisrael becomes tameh. They all go to the funeral. They all go greet him. They all go greet the wife, whatever it is. And everybody's in one room. And everyone becomes tameh.
The
whole klai yisrael. But since the kofetz is two suffixes, don't bother. Lo matvele, you don't have to tivel it. Okay, now, very interesting Gemara. Next, here we go. Tanya Yehuda ben Durtoi Piresh, how he separated the Durtoi bino and Durtoi his son, v'halach Yoshev lo b'darim, and they went to go to the south. Where's the south? Says Rashi, Rachok miYerushalayim, far away from Yerushalayim, Shelo lalos regel, v'yischaye b'pesach u'b'chagiga. They didn't want to go beyond the regel, so they went away from Yerushalayim. So therefore what? Says the Minchas Chinuch, 1 second, are you allowed to do that? Is it mutter? He says, we can't do that. It's mutter, you know what? I don't want to bring a carbon pesach, so I'm going to Haifa. And then I'm Rechoka. I'm far away. Here I am. I'm too far away. Are they going to do that? What kind of thing is that? Right? You can't potter yourself. You can't potter yourself from a mitzvah like that. Or can you? Mechatchila says it must be he left Israel. Now you're in Chutz La'aretz, you're not chayev. There's a patur, you're not chayev in a lila regal if you're in Chutz La'aretz. He says Darom. Rashi says far from Yerushalayim. Says to Mechatchila, it must be he left Israel. Because if he's still in Israel, what kind of thing is that? What kind of thing is that? Right?
What's the difference? You can go out on a cruise 2 days before Pesach and whatever?
What?
You want to cruise 2 days before Pesach out of the country?
Yeah, you're allowed to do that?
What?
Are you allowed to?
What's the difference between Israel and out of Israel?
No, because out of Israel, you put her in Alila Regal.
You left 2 days before.
So that's a good question. Another question that's raised is, do you have to worry about a mitzvah before it comes up? For example, this is a real true shaila that happened. A baby boy was born, mazel tov. The doctor comes to the parent and says like this. There's something wrong with the baby's leg. We have to do some surgery to fix the foot. But if we do the surgery, the meal will be pushed off. If we don't do the surgery, and we wait after the meal, the surgery will be 1,000 times worse. Whatever it is. So the answer, you hear what's going on?
Yeah, but it's basic.
What's the simple? What's the shaila?
That's a
kana, I'm not gonna die.
No, it's not.
So halachically the answer is the bris meal is not right now. The bris meal is next week. Right now, I have an issue, not sakana, but it's an issue that would allow me to do the surgery right now.
That's a true question.
Right, exactly. It's the same question with the tefillin, right? If a guy is going to be quarantined, and whatever he takes in with him to the room is going to be destroyed. So can he take in his tefillin? While he's in there, he requires tefillin, but he can't take the tefillin, they're going to be destroyed. Right? He has some crazy disease, he's going to be locked up for a month while they monitor him, and then they're going to burn everything, his clothing, everything he brings in there. So can he bring in his tefillin? What is it? Rav Moshe has this shaila. While he's in there, he wears tefillin all day long. All day long, he can wear it. Nobody cares. But he's not going to take it out with him. So it's the long view of mitzvot or the short view of mitzvot. Right? So here, the only difference over here is that doing the surgery is not a mitzvah. But it's going to push off a mitzvah. So you know today, I will not do my mitzvah next week. So you're allowed to do that? I'm doing it on purpose. It's very interesting. The answer is yes. What? But I don't remember what he said. I think he said, I don't remember what he said with the tefillin. I don't remember.
You do immediate.
But the what?
Immediate.
But that was a different child.
Tefillin in there.
That was the same child.
You bring the tefillin in there. You know it's going to be destroyed. You're not allowed to. It doesn't do with the mitzvah or not. You're not allowed to bring something.
What do you? But otherwise, not being the kind of tefillin.
That wasn't a child. Not the child.
Yeah.
Only one day you can do something.
That's a different child. That's an old child. That's already a guy gets one day. I can go out of jail one day. The guard told him, the prince, told him, one day you can go out of jail. So there are two choices. Today, or I'd save Yom Kippur. Which one is it? In the middle of the summer, middle of the winter, do I go today, or do I wait till next Yom Kippur and go to Yom Kippur? It's an interesting shiloh. I think the whole
Paschal.
What? You go today. You get it right that second. Go daven right today. I Yom Kippur, what can I tell you? Today, right now, you have an opportunity. So it's right. Forget even if you're not. Well, maybe you never know the future. That's all true. It doesn't matter. Even if you know for sure they're not letting you out in Yom Kippur, you still go out today.
Sure.
Right. So it's an interesting idea.
The film issue seems to be very simple. If he takes the film, then he can daven every day. Once he gets out, he can buy another pair of film, even if they tear it.
Yeah, but to destroy the tefillin,
it's going to get destroyed. But meanwhile, you're davening every single day.
Right.
It's a shiloh. That's why Rav Moshe finds has a five-page tshuva about it. It's not so simple. Anyway, it's one of his first tshuvas, like the fourth or fifth tshuva. Anyway, And by the way, you can do that on Purim too, in Israel. You can't do it here. You can do it in Israel. On the 14th of Adar, go to Yerushalayim. So you're not chayiv in Megillah because you're in Yerushalayim. And on the 15th, leave Yerushalayim. So you're not chayiv until in Megillah again. Now, you did anything wrong? The only thing you did wrong is that's an attitude problem. Well, what did you do wrong? All you did was go, how do I not do mitzvahs? Such a chacham. So you didn't do anything wrong, you just didn't do anything right. Exactly. Most people do it the other way around because they want to get mitzvot. Most people are good. But if you want to do that, it's the same thing over here. I'm going to wait till Erev Pesach and now I'm going to leave the country. So I'm not going to putter in Korban Pesach. Right?
The mitzvah is getting drunk twice.
Amar, Im Yavu Eliyahu, V'yomar Lahem Yisrael. If you listen to what he says, if Eliyahu is going to show up and say to everybody, Mipnei Ma Lo Chigagtem Chagiga B'Shabbos. Why didn't you bring a Chagiga on Shabbos? Mahim Omer, what are you going to say? What are you going to answer him? I don't understand them. Shein Chacham Gedolim, for Darshina Gedolim, for Lo Amr Hamishah, Chagig Gedach is a Shabbat. They didn't say that. Chagig Gedach, I can't understand them. How many people have like that today? I don't understand these Gedolim, I just don't understand them. I'm so right, and they don't listen to me. Right? I don't understand that. Now, my time, what was his reason, Taka? So he wasn't just some guy complaining about Shalosh about Gedolim. Right? He had a reason. The Chsiv, it says, V'zavachta Pesach Hashem Elokecha Tzonu Bakar. One second. Follow in Pesach Ela Menach Kvatzim Umenah Ezen. You can't bring Bakar. What's Bakar doing in that pasuk? Ela Tzon Ze Pesach. The Tzon is Pesach. Bakar Ze Chagiga. V'amar Achman of V'zavachta Pesach. He should bring it. Dog Shabbos. Amar Vashi. No, he's wrong. V'anan time of the Pirushim Niku Unifresh. We learned a different thing. Amar Ela Kra V'kad Rav Nachman Da'asa. For the same word as Rav Nachman. The Amar of Nachman, Amar Abba Ravua, Menayel Moser Pesach, Shekar of Shalom. How do you know if you have a Pesach and you lost it? So you got Pesach number two. Then Pesach number one shows up. So what do you do with that one? It's called a Moser Pesach. You bring it to Shalom, Shenemar. If it's a Lach the Pesach, Hashem Lachal, a Tone of Bakar. If it's a Pesach, Menach Bakar, Ba, follow in Pesach, Ela Bom, Menach Kvasim, Menach Eatim. Ela, Moser Pesach, Yehel, Dabar, Ba, Menach Tone, Menach Bakar. It's the Moser Pesach, which becomes treated as a Shalom, which is brought from Bakar. For Rabban, in my time, Elo Dachi Shabbos, Havada Karban Tzibur, who? So how come Taka Tanto Chashabbos? It's a Karban Tzibur, no? Amar Vilay, Mishom Rav Yehuda Ben Tzafra, Amar Kral, V'chagosim Osu Chag L'Hashem Shivas Yomim Bashana. Shiva? This is talking about Sukkis. Shmona Havi. Sukkis is really 8 days. Ela Mikan L'Chagig Sh'en Adoch Esa Shabbos. You see from here, L'Chagig is not Doch Shabbos. Ki Yasa Rav and Amar Mati L'Fane Rabotai, Pah Mashiach Tamotzi Ela Shisha. Sometimes you can only have 6 days. Of Sukkot. How? Kigon, Shechal Yom Tov Rishon Shechag B'Shabbos. If the first day of Sukkot is a Shabbos, then Shmini Atzeres is also a Shabbos. Only six. Amar Bayit, Aval Tichl, Lema Kiyai Milsa, that's what you're bothering me about. Shmona Lo Mashachas Laklal. You never had 8 days. Shiva Isya Barov Shonim. Most of the time you're going to have 7 days. What kind of kasha was that? That once in a while you only had six. That's not a kasha. Eight you never have. The answer is, it's not Tocha Shabbos. That's the same thing over here. It's not Tocha Shabbos.
Childless oven,
yeah. All right, we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow from Amar Ula. Everybody have a very good day.